Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Build 4 Top Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. Mike White gets it done for the Jets as they smack around the Chicago Bears at MetLife yesterday. And all things are good in Jetland for everybody, but Zach Wilson, what a performance by the offense. What a performance after the first quarter by the defense. And they look like a real playoff team, albeit against a not-so-good team with a backup quarterback. But those are the types of games that you have to win, and you have to win in that way. And you finally look like you had an NFL offense. I love this Mike White. I loved what I saw him last year. I thought he needed another opportunity at the beginning of this year instead of Joe Flacco. I said, put him in last week against the Patriots. He finally gets his shot, and in the rain, he delivers touchdown after touchdown, over 300 yards. Man, that was fun to watch. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, good morning, Jay. And I always say the proof is in the performance. And yesterday, you know, we're talking about this game on the NFL Today. I'm like, it's going to be pouring rain. I mean, so how good is he going to be? Not only was he good, I mean, he was flat out great. Under those conditions, under all the pressure of what he had to do and how he had to get this offense in gear, all the expectations that were heaped upon him, and all I could sit here and say is, wow. I mean, wow. It was a tremendous performance. His accuracy was great. His ability to get rid of the ball was great. His ability to get to a second receiver was great. All do it while you have this rain coming down just nonstop. And I have to say, that was about as good a performance as we have seen this year from a quarterback, given the circumstances. And there were only two quarterbacks yesterday who threw for over 300 yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions. The other one happened to be Trevor Lawrence, who led his team back to an unbelievable come-from-behind victory over the Baltimore Ravens. So Mike White said, hello, I'm here. I'm here, and I'm staying here. And now it's up for this young man to stay on the field, because I feel like it's deja vu. We went down this road with him last year, and he was really the only reason to be excited last year, his performance against the Bengals, especially with the way the defense was last year. Remember, that was the 32nd ranked defense.
Yes.
That's no longer the case. And if you have somebody that actually can complete passes and create first downs and get everybody involved, I think he hit 9 different receivers. So you have guys like Elijah Moore no longer bitching. You have guys like Garrett Wilson who's going to say, all the right things after a game like this, as opposed to what he said after last week's game in New England about how it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
So for and it's the Jets. It's the Jets. It's like unbelievable that this is happening 2 years in a row. But now the difference between this year and last year is that the Jets have a legitimate shot. They have a great defense. They have solid special teams. And now all of a sudden they have a quarterback that's reignited the offense. So all I can sit here is say, God bless you, Mike White, because the game that you played yesterday was exactly what the Jet fan needed. It's exactly what was expected of you. And I would say that he outdid any expectations that anybody could have had given the circumstances and the environment yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a fluke last year. I don't think this is a fluke either. Now, do I think he's going to go and win the Super Bowl and have a movie made about him like Kurt Warner? I don't think that that's going to happen yet. I mean, everything's on the table. Everything's a possibility after yesterday. But he is good enough to take this team to the playoffs. And I think maybe even good enough to win them a playoff game. I mean, the way he plays, if you just forget about the name, where he came from, where he was drafted, and you just woke up and watched that game played, you would say the Jets finally have a quarterback. And I said the same thing last year after the Bengal game. If you had no idea who this guy was and where he came from, you would say finally the Jets were able to select a quarterback in the top 10 who was going to take them to the promised land. So that's why I think this is not a fluke. And oh, by the way, and I know Jerry's going to play some of the sound this morning in a little bit, it's the same stuff we heard last year from that locker room. They love this guy. This just isn't like the typical, hey, the quarterback played well, we have his back stuff. This is like over the top. They love this guy. This is exactly what the organization needed at the right time. And by the way, we were slamming him for waiting maybe a little bit too long and whatever was going on with Zach. Rob Saleh made that decision and made it, I think, at the perfect time.
Well, he made it at the perfect time, and I think all of us believe that, you know, Zach helped move that along with his comments after the game and how everybody around here and how the team was responding to Zach. And, you know, unfortunately, Zach looked terrible yesterday standing on the sideline. I feel bad for him, but you know what? This is big boy league. This is big boy time. You got to learn how to fit in. You got to learn how to lead a team, and you got to learn how to be, you know, the guy that they drafted you to be. And Mike White has sat and waited and waited and waited and waited. He's been a good teammate. He's been a good backup. He's been very supportive of Zach. He's saying all the right things. But now it's his chance to shine in the sun. And there's no way, the only way I think that Zach Wilson would even remotely get close to the field again will be if this kid, you know, gets hurt or has one of those four interception games.
Which he did against the Bills. And remember last year, it wasn't because Zach was benched. It was because Zach was hurt. And then Mike White had that game, and it sort of coincided with Zach Wilson coming back.
Now, and he also got hurt against Indianapolis. I mean, like part of...
He was hurt. Right, exactly. He got hurt against Indianapolis and came back and played the Bills game where he wasn't 100% and threw those four picks.
Yeah, I think that the quarterback question has been answered. There's no reason even to discuss it anymore.
Yeah.
There's now it's the rest of the season. It's his team. And what he does from this point on will determine if he becomes, you know, like the Jets version of Taylor Heineke. You know,
I think he could be better.
Well, he could be better. He's already shown two games in which, you know, Taylor Heineke has played well. I feel like he's just like a rough and tumble guy running all over the place and making plays, and he's like the Energizer Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Mike looks like he can handle the pocket. He's very calm, and he throws a very accurate ball, especially in those conditions yesterday. That's ridiculous. Phil and I were over there commiserating before the game, like, oh, my God, you believe he's got to start the game in this crap?
Yeah.
Over there? That's going to be awful.
Win, too.
Right, exactly. And all of a sudden, the nose is down, the ball's hitting guys in the hands, and they're all catching it. And
it's amazing how that offense looks when there's a guy running who knows what he's doing.
Well, I mean, the great thing about what he did is he got a lot of people involved. So everybody
10
got
guys,
involved.
I think, yeah.
And by the way, there's nobody, you know, talking about the offense coordinator right now. Everybody seems to be very happy because the offense got going. And then the other surprise move by the Jets on offense was a little-known running back by the name of Zonovan Knight. And who the hell is Zonovan Knight?
We found out yesterday,
and the fact that they told him on Saturday that he was going to play on Sunday, you know, was a shock also. And all he did was put up 103 yards of scrimmage. I think that's the best debut I think a Jet player's ever had in his debut. And what a nice little find that is. And I remember talking to Joe Douglas when he first took over with the Jets, and when he was with the Baltimore Ravens, he was on the staff of the Baltimore Ravens personnel grouping, and he used to really work hard at finding the undrafted free agents. And he always wanted the undrafted free agents, the Bart Scotts of the world,
mm-hmm.
to turn out to be great players as compared to like those high draft picks. And that was like the little competition within the room at the Baltimore Ravens. Well, this is one of those kids. Just happens to be a kid that's undrafted. Started, I believe, 3 years at NC State. Was their leading rusher for 3 years. And all of a sudden, here he comes out of the blue against, again, a depleted defense. Let's be realistic about
that. Yeah, they've been terrible since they traded away those two guys on
defense. And what will be interesting now, they go on the road this week to Minnesota. What will be interesting will be the other side of the dynamic where Minnesota's going to score some points. You know, Justin Jefferson's going to be making plays. We all know that. So now the offense, as opposed to playing an opposing team that has a depleted defense and an offense that can't move anyway, now you're playing against a team that you can throw against because you can throw against Minnesota. Mac Jones looked like Tom Brady against Minnesota on Thursday night.
Yep.
So you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to throw the ball against them. The question is, can you keep up with them scoring? Because you know the defense is going to be taxed this week against one of the top offenses in football.
Yeah, I know. We'll spend a lot of time in this game, but just briefly because you brought it up. I think this is a terrible matchup for the Vikings for a couple of reasons. One, what you just said, now they can throw the ball with Mike White. And every single Viking game I watch, there are wide receivers wide open in the middle of the field every game. And they have not found a way to fix that. And also, you want to talk about Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson at times is a one-man show. Sauce Gardner, you put him on Jefferson, that's going to be a battle. It's going to be tougher than most corners that he's faced because he's one of the best corners in football now.
It will be, but you know, like going back and look at the tape of the Patriot games, they had two guys around him almost the entire night.
I know.
He's still making
plays. He's great, but Sauce, I got to give Sauce respect for what he's done. I mean, he's been great so far this year.
All respect for what they've done.
Right, so I think that's going to be tough for them, and I think that anytime you have a defense that gets after the quarterback, and we're starting to see that, you know, more and more with the Jets, then that's an issue for them. So I actually think this is a great matchup for the Jets this week, which scares me up there in Minnesota. But, I mean, Mike White, where does the story go from here? I mean, I think he's going to play well up there. I really do. And I think he's going to end up taking them to the playoffs. You can't do what he has done, you know, in the short amount of time that we've seen him, and it be just a total fluke. It's impossible for it to be a total fluke. Now, we've seen total flukes like Matt Flynn. That was a total fluke.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy's had two games.
Two of the best games of the Jets have played offensively in a decade.
He's had two Mondays where he's awoken to, like, Mike White fever.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. And they're almost a year apart.
I know.
And that's what's the deja vu part of this whole thing. So now he's got to go on the road, just like they had to go on the road to Indianapolis. They're going to be playing indoors. They're going to be playing against a good team that's going to be putting up numbers. So now you got to do it again. And that's the thing, the hardest thing for any quarterback, for that matter, even the guys who have done it for years, they have a hard time doing it week to week. Now, I don't necessarily know that that's going to be the case here, simply because the Jets got some offensive playmakers.
Well, yeah.
And it was nice to see Elijah Moore actually get involved.
Right. No, I know. I mean, it really is amazing that, you know, there was just something there. There was no doubt there was something there between Zach Wilson and Elijah Moore. I don't know if they didn't like one another. I don't know if Zach Wilson just didn't get through his progressions enough to find out where Elijah Moore was. Whatever it was, I mean, it's no coincidence that Mike White, who had a great relationship with Elijah Moore last year when he played, all of a sudden he's the only guy that can get him involved.
Well,
Joe Flacco, I guess, maybe a little bit in the beginning of the year, but yeah, just crazy. Just
absolutely
crazy.
You know what it is, honestly? It's you could be friends with a guy off the field. You could be totally close friends with him. You could like him. You can hang out with him. You know, you could have a lot of similarities, whatever. But once you get on the field, the players know. Everybody knows. Everybody knows whether you're ready or you're not ready. Everybody knows whether or not you are the guy that's going to make the play. And that's why they like Mike White, because they know that he's ready to go and they know he's going to make the plays. The jury is still out on Zach Wilson. He's had moments where he's made some great throws and he's made some really good decisions. And then, you know, they're the bad side of Zach Wilson, where, you know, just finally came to a head. But, you know, I just think that once you're on the field, the players all know.
Yeah, and
they can tell.
Those throws, you know, those throws parallel to the line of scrimmage, those little bubble screen plays that Mike LaFleur likes to put in there, those things, Mike White, just boom, they're just right there. Zach's airmailing throws, he's throwing them into the ground. Like, I can't even imagine what Mike LaFleur is thinking up in, you know, upstairs, where he's like, I could finally run these plays and not worry about my quarterback throwing it 15 feet up into the air, into the sidelines.
Yeah, think about this. You would think, okay, you know, and I think the announcer said it yesterday. It was the Fox announcers. I think
it was Darryl Johnston, who I'm just, I don't know, I think he's terrible now. He's been doing it for a long time. He says the same stuff every week. We've gotten Moose Johnson a couple times. It's this, there's an opportunity. Here's an opportunity. He says opportunity 75 times a game.
All right,
They're going to have a conversation about the opportunity. He stinks. They got to get him out of there. Anyway, it was Joe Davis and Darryl Johnson.
Right, so I'm not, I wasn't doing it to go after those guys.
God,
I wasn't doing
so
that. That's your take on things.
Stale.
Well, Joe Davis said a very thing at the beginning of the game, saying, you know, both teams are going to rely on their running game because of the environment. You know, it was so bad, it was so wet that, you know, it's going to be really hard to throw the ball. And, you know, I think I probably would have, I would have agreed with him before the game started.
Sure, yeah.
And then to watch Mike White just navigate all of that.
I mean, even in the first quarter, Trevor Siemian had like 150 yards of passing in the first quarter.
It was crazy. And the fact that the wide receivers were catching everything.
Yeah. I mean, even so, you saw a bobbled snap on a field goal, so you knew the conditions were tough. I mean, the balls were wet, and Mike White was able to navigate through it. I think Darryl Johnson at the end of the game, too, was like, he goes, man, I tell you that Rob Saleh's going to have a tough decision to make. Does he? Tough decision to make.
Tough decision to make about what?
The quarterback is what he was implying.
Yeah, well, the only thing I can tell you is that the announcers do get to sit down with the coaches before the game starts. You know, in other words, they sit and they go over everything. And Rob Saleh did say, and I think they reiterated it on the broadcast yesterday, that, you know, it's not an easy decision to sit a kid down. And when you know that you have to sit him down.
Yeah.
And to have these conversations with this kid who you genuinely like and want him to be great. But unfortunately, he's holding the team back.
I'll tell you, it's an easy decision now to keep him sat down.
That performance yesterday, the only way I could describe it would be almost, it's flawless.
Yeah.
It's a flawless 300-yard, 3-touchdown, no turnover performance in a driving rainstorm.
Yeah. There was one dropped interception that definitely helped him out.
It happens. You know, for every one that gets tipped up in the air and gets picked off,
you're right.
You can have them drop one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.